Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Manny Machado, as you know by now, many people are criticizing this deal. I love this deal. I love this deal because even though I would never give a guy $300 million for 10 years, the San Diego Padres needed to do something. They are moribund. They are the most anonymous of anonymous MLB franchises, right? 1996 was hella gone ago. They need something. Every plan they've had has not worked. So what did they do the last few years? They very quietly turned some of their good assets into a great farm system. Many people have the Padres farm system ranked as the number one farm system in baseball. They started to spend money last year, bringing in Hosmer, giving a lot of money. Now you're hoping Tatis Jr. is able to make a huge, huge, huge impact. You have other players, and now you're building around Manny Machado at 26 years old. And you can criticize Manny Machado and go, oh, but he's got problems. Yeah, he's got problems. That's why the Padres were able to get him. If he had no problems, the Yankees would have him. If he had no problems, the Dodgers would have him. If he had no problems, he'd be with one of the big market teams in baseball. The Cubs would have signed him. But you have to go after players and take a chance. Nothing else was working. So now you have taken your franchise. Okay, here is our guy. It's Manny Machado. And you can love him, hate him, but his talent is undeniable. And here he is now off the beaten path a little bit, not worrying about the white-hot spotlight of Los Angeles or New York, where we're hoping he gets back to being a guy that rakes and plays great defense, and we can build our team around him. And the Padres are finally doing things and moving in the right direction. They have guts. You got to spend money. You got to do something. I, if people are just looking, no matter where Machado signed, people are going to say, I hate this deal. I hate this deal. I hate this deal. No matter where it was, I hate it. It's the Yankees for 1 year and $1 million. Oh, bad deal for the Yankees. You're only giving $1 million. I mean, people were just going to hate it no matter what. But you have to realize certain teams, certain fits, you got to take a chance. I love this move.
No, I think when it comes down to it, he had his pick of where he wanted to go. With Chicago, they wanted the last couple of years on it to be a bit of an incentive laden. If you got to 540 plate appearances, that it would trigger, but it was lower value on those final couple of years, and said, okay, forget about it. You know, a lot being made in Chicago. Jerry Reinsdorf about to turn 83 years old, and he went for it to a degree. And the way the money worked out in Chicago, yes, it would have been more, but the back ends were incentive laden. There was just all right, we'll give you all of this, but you need to hit these marks at the end if you want to cash in on those final couple of years and get over the top in terms of your dollar value. The other thing they could sell, and I said it on Twitter, was, well, here's the slideshow talking about the money you save because of the Illinois state income tax rate, which is only 4.95% as opposed to your 13.3 over $1 million. You got that's a lot of savings over $300 million. But you're also potentially having to stay in Chicago for 6 months.
It's very cold.
I mean, yes. Look, he'd be back in Florida in the offseason, yeah. So that doesn't really much matter. But the idea being, could have had some savings there, and maybe from what the value of it is, you know, you put the price on selling Machado's family on San Diego, getting past whatever angst was held over from Los Angeles, right? Talked about the West Coast. But all these teams have money. They just choose not to spend it because they don't have to. And then they finally said, all right, as you mentioned, you've got the number one farm system in baseball, right? At worst, I think I've seen them ranked third. And guys that are ready. You still need a couple of arms, and lo and behold, there's a few out there. And even with this push of cash, that only puts them to, say, 18th in spending. They could add Bryce Harper if they still paid him $31 million. Say they pay him $31 a year.
Yeah.
That still only puts them 12th.
Yeah.
How awesome in all of Major League Baseball.
They add both.
And you could still go add a pitcher. You can go add another big starter.
Or get Dallas Keuchel and give him money.
But you're, yeah, you still wouldn't even be top five if you gave him top of market dollar
All right,
Joe.
Now let's not get crazy. It's San Diego. Let's middle of the pack is fine to achieve.
But just saying, if you finally just say we're going for it.
Let's aspire to the middle of the pack when it comes to spending money if you're San Diego.
But All you right, go through it, right? That. And everybody made a lot of the, you know, no Johnny Hustle, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah,
he puts up money. Yeah. If he puts up power for the money that you're spending and gets after it, and the young guys come along as you expect, and you get a full season of health out of the hitters you've already bought, and guys like Eric Hosmer get a chance to go and reclaim some of that past glory, then you've won. You've won out. Does it make people lament the 8 to 10 year deals? Like, look, it's not your money. Okay, ticket prices were going to go up regardless. Okay, regardless of whether Machado showed up or Harper showed up or nobody showed up, they're still going to charge you same amount of money.
Yeah.
It's not going down because they spent less money. So let's just throw that out the window. Now you've got a guy that might inspire you to go to the ballpark if he's tearing the cover off the ball, or when the Dodgers come into town. So people
or when they start winning, because he's going to help them win, and nothing
right.
puts people in the seats more than a team that wins.
Right, and you still need to go. And you could leapfrog in the division,
yeah.
right, with a little bit of pitching.
Sure.
And right now
sure.
the starting staff is suspect at best.
Right, but
a little,
you're
still
moving
have,
in the right direction.
Right.
You are at completely doing it well.
At least your lineup is getting there, and you can go into the rotation, and there's still enough arms out there to get you to middling. And if you want to flip one or two of those guys in your vaunted prospects, you're even that much closer.
I understand, though, that not everybody loves this. I understand. I disagree, but I understand not everybody loves this. And when I say everybody, I mean this fan you're going to hear from right now. Because SNY took their cameras out to Yankee camp today when news of the Manny
okay,
Machado
Legends Field.
Broke.
Cool.
They
yeah.
wanted to go out and get reaction from fans because, look, there still was a pipe dream that Manny Machado could go to the Yankees.
Why not? Sure.
But they said, let's break the news and let's see how people react. It was a big group of fans, but one kid who was really vocal stole the show.
New Jersey Transit is the absolute I'm not going to get to my Gmail because they are incompetent.
Right.
Incompetent. No. Until track G, and then I get on track H, and he said, no, this train's not wrong. The announcement was wrong.
He's pissed.
Tyshirt, I told you not to play that Jason quote. I mean, we had to push that aside.
I know. Track G, track H. I know it's very difficult.
I mean, the kid was pretty fired up there.
So the cameras tell the group of fans assembled that Manny Machado just signed with the San Diego Padres, and you'll hear the brand new sports talk radio star in the city of New York.
Manny Machado just signed a $300 million deal with the Padres.
Why not?
Now that's special.
I just needed him to curse once or twice, and it really would have taken it next level.
I don't want that bleeping guy. Like, I don't want Betts. I don't want Bogarts. I don't want Donaldson, because he hates all those guys, because that's how you're supposed to grow up. Now that, I want to let everybody know, that's my son. I didn't know I had one.
You got another one?
Yeah, I didn't know, but that's him.
Hey,
I mean, that's
planting
him.
Seeds all over this great country of ours.
You know, his mom and I are not together. Oh. He was raised a Yankee fan. There's not a lot I can do about it. I don't see him that often. But this kid... You know, look.
Wait,
this,
is it your son or your brother?
That's me as a kid.
Okay.
I mean, that's
I
me
have
as
no
a
doubt.
Kid. You know, I don't want people that I grow up hating. And, you know, look, he is talking about all these players that he hates. But here's the best part about that, is that this isn't just hate for your rivals, right? Because he's mentioning all Red Sox that he hates. Betts, Bogarts, he's talking all the Red Sox he hates. But he throws Machado in. And
yeah.
It's like, wait a minute. There was no real hatred for Machado. Yankee, I mean, look, the Orioles were never a real threat while Manny Machado was playing. I mean, he went to the Dodgers, never a threat, but now he hated Machado. No, this is what is ingrained in everybody, and that is every New Yorker has it ingrained in them to hate everything that is not originally New York. And that's what it is, because Machado is not originally New York. I hate this guy. But he loves you. Nope, doesn't matter. Don't want him. Don't look, keep
it out
of
here. Did he have Donaldson in there as well?
Yeah, he did have Donaldson in there.
Okay,
yeah.
he kind of threw that in. Like,
he threw a bunch
okay.
of guys in.
But, like, trying to keep the list of, you know,
okay.
it's the Steve Buscemi list in Billy Madison, right? Like, All right.
No, but
then it starts name checking all these guys.
But you know, he was in the AL East.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he fits, but it's like Red Sox. Donaldson.
Maybe he knows something I don't. Maybe he knows something we don't.
Well, he had to watch him. I have to go back through the splits and see if he raked particularly well against the Yankees.
That's New York hatred of everything that's not New York. Doesn't matter. Where's it come from? New Jersey. New Jersey transit is the absolute worst. I mean, that's real. That's what it is.
That's fantastic.
That's a New Yorker that hates New Jersey transit. Well, actually, it's not New York. If it was New York transit, the guy would be okay.
No, I appreciate that guy, though.
That's how it is.
A lot of sadness in Chicago, though, man. Anger for the kid in New York.
Yeah.
Sadness at Camelback Ranch as Kenny Williams and company made their way to work today.
I tell you what, I'm glad that kid can't stay up till 11 o'clock. He'd have our job.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm the one who wants
is because today we found out that Antonio Brown and the Steelers have mutually agreed to part ways. Antonio Brown met with Art Rooney, and both sides said it was an amicable sit-down, and they realized that it's time for both of them to move on. Antonio Brown put a picture on social media of him with his arm around Art Rooney, and everything is sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. So, okay, everything is great. No, not quite. Antonio Brown couldn't resist putting another video online of himself working out on an elliptical machine, in which the first thing he wanted to say, in addition to the meeting with the Roonies, was that he wanted a new nickname.
Call me Mr. Big Chest. Big Chest for now on. Big Chest Brown for now on. Don't even call me AB. Just call me Big Chest. Yeah, Mr. Big Chest.
Why the insistence on Mr. Big Chest?
I don't know. At 186 with reverb in the background.
Well, he tried to make it sound WWE. He
raised in Liberty City, Miami. Welcome in, if you will.
Mr. Big Chest.
Big Chest Brown.
Can't give yourself your own nickname. Can't do it. Can't give yourself your own nickname.
Can't do it.
Don't call me AB. I mean, I'm sure people call him AB is a great nickname. His name is Antonio Brown. AB. It works. AB. No, I want to be Mr. Big Chest. Really? I mean, can I get him to inscribe that
on a helmet?
I would have told Antonio Brown, here's what I want you to do. I want you to tape recorder. I want you to say it out loud into the tape recorder. I want you to play it over and listen to it and tell me if you still think that sounds like a good nickname. If you still think it sounds like a good nickname, then hit yourself in the head 20 times and then listen to it again. If you still think it's a good nickname, hit yourself 20 more times. See, and then listen to it.
What I think this is he's spitballing, but he forgot that he was live. The idea was he was going Michael Keaton night shift.
Okay.
And he was kind of spitballing this and talking himself up, and then he was going to go back and do film review.
Get the tuna fish to eat.
And then it went out there. The other thing is, hey, Owens did it, okay? Terrell Owens already did this bit. This isn't sit-ups in a driveway, but it might as well be.
Mr. Big Chest.
My quarterback.
Mr. Big Chest. Wasn't that a band in the 90s? No, it was just
Mr. Big.
That was just Mr. Big.
That's what
Big.
I was singing. I'm the one who wants. Come on.
It was just
to
Mr.
Be
Big.
With you.
But that wasn't it for Antonio Brown. He also wanted to make sure everybody knew really what's at the heart of his desire to be traded and move on to a new team.
If your team got guaranteed money, tell them call me. AB can't do no more guarantees. So we clear. I want y'all to be clear and understand something. This is not a game, people. This is not for show. This is not to be cool. This is strictly to inspire you that, yo, no one could determine your destination but you.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Borbón, Manny Mota. All right, there's many things to unpack in that.
Well, the fact that he then referred himself as AB.
Yeah, he said, don't call me AB anymore. He said, this is AB.
I mean, you got to decide. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to perpetuate this thing, you got
AB
repetition.
Anymore.
You got to
call me Mr. Big Chest.
Call me Mr. Big Chest, but don't call me AB. But AB's not going to play for unguaranteed. All right, unguaranteed, not a word. I'm pretty sure not a word, but maybe you just made it up, and now it's a word.
Well, maybe you could speak it into existence.
Now you know just what was behind everything with Antonio Brown. It's I now want a bigger new deal. He had a couple of years left, and the guaranteed portion of his contract was over. Obviously, the guy's going to get paid. He's still the best receiver in the NFL, but now he wants a new deal, a new contract, a new everything. If I could give Antonio Brown one piece of advice, I would say this to him. Dude, shut up for 5 minutes. All you are doing is killing your value. Teams are saying, I'm not going to trade for this lunatic who's making up nicknames and telling me he wants everything guaranteed and how he walked out on his team 3 times and he was okay with it. No, every time he opens his mouth or posts something on social media, his trade value goes down and my desire to get him as a football player goes down. So he's got to shut up for 5 bleeping minutes and let his agents do a job that now, I don't know how you dig out from that. I don't know how you dig out. I can't give him more than a second rounder and a third rounder in different years for Antonio Brown. I don't know if the guy's going to even show up. The guy, clearly he is living on a different planet when it comes to what he needs to be doing in order to convince teams he is a worthwhile player to obtain via trade.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
So Manny Machado signs a 10-year deal with the Padres for $300 million. Last hour of the show, I told you why I really liked it. Look, you have to take a chance if you're the Padres. Yes, Manny Machado is not the perfect superstar. He has issues. He has had issues throughout his career. But if he was a perfect free agent, he wouldn't even be talking to you. He'd be with the Yankees. He'd be with the Cubs. He'd be with the Cardinals. He'd be someplace else. But another reason why I like Manny Machado, specifically to the Padres, as I've said, I wouldn't give a guy 10 years and $300 million. But the Padres have to because they need to make a move. They need to build around somebody, and they're moving in the right direction. But Manny Machado, think about this. His first few years in Major League Baseball, he had a couple of pretty bad headlines, right? Remember when he got thrown at against the A's and he threw his bat over the third baseman's head? He got suspended 5 games for that. Maybe you remember that a little bit. You go, oh, yeah, I kind of remember that. Remember when he got into it with Josh Donaldson because Donaldson tagged him out on a play when he was running from second to third base, slammed his helmet down, got in Donaldson's face, and then the benches emptied. I mean, these are ridiculously stupid plays, but you remember them, oh, by the way, right? You say, oh, yeah, I kind of remember. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And I remember. Why? Because it was the Orioles, and he was a good player who was way off the beaten path, and he was still able, despite doing that, was able to rake and play well and put himself in the pantheon of being one of the best players in Major League Baseball on the cusp of a big contract.
Never mind that he's already got a big knee surgery in his history all as well, things. Right? All of those, because it happened in Baltimore. Nobody paid attention.
Right, no, it's Baltimore. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Did it happen in The Wire? No, then I don't need to know. So this is not like Manny Machado's changed who he is when he got to Los Angeles. But under that spotlight, things got so bad for him. The Johnny Hustle comment, I'm not Johnny Hustle, the nickname that's going to follow him for the rest of his career. I'm not a guy that's going to hustle down to first base. Spiking first baseman throughout the playoffs. He really hurt his image, and it was awful. And Manny Machado saw that, and his handlers and everybody saw that and said, you know what? Maybe playing in a white-hot spotlight ain't for Manny Machado because he needs to be able to be Manny Machado, which is part knucklehead, and he needs to be able to do that. If he goes to a big team, that's going to be augmented. We will talk about Manny Machado. He will make a lot of headlines if he did what he did with the Yankees or with the Dodgers, as we saw during the World Series, with a high-profile team. But now he's in San Diego. Let's be honest. San Diego is about as far removed from Major League Baseball as you could get. I think they have the lowest TV ratings in Major League Baseball. Remember the Devil Rays? The Rays. And it's because you have the Padres who play on the West Coast, so they play late. There's no reason to watch them play. They haven't had star power. You're not staying up late to watch the Padres, even with Manny Machado. Is he going to make minor headlines with his behavior? Sure, he can make minor headlines, but never to the point and never to the extent it was with the Dodgers in the playoffs last year. Manny Machado going to a team that's far off the beaten path like San Diego, that he's going to be able to do his own thing in that environment and be able to be exactly who he was. Someone who will give you knuckleheaded headlines, but he'll hit 25 home runs, knock in 100 runs, and hit 320. That's what he's going to be able to do. Could he do that with the Dodgers or the Yankees? No, they'd have to get rid of him at some point. You can't do this on this team. Look, the Yankees didn't want to talk to him after what happened during the playoffs. You can't not hustle and be a New York Yankee. We saw that from Hank Steinbrenner, who said that after the offseason when they were rumored to be in on Manny Machado. So you understand that there's certain fits and certain times where a guy needs to be an anonymous star. And this is where Manny Machado can be that anonymous star. How many times are we going to talk about Manny Machado during the season? Not many. How many huge headlines is he going to make? Not many. How many did he make? He made the big one today for $300 million because we like talking about money. And it's money. We've talked about Machado and Bryce Harper and the mystery of where they're going to end up. Are they going to turn the Yankees into a bigger dynasty? Are they going to turn the Cubs into a bigger dynasty? Now Machado's a Padre. So, okay, it's great for them. It's great for us today. But then after this, Manny Machado's a Padre. So really, what's going to happen? This is how his life is going to be, and it's going to be just fine for him playing way off the beaten path in Major League Baseball.
Well, he's a guy he's going to play great defense. He's going to hit 280, and he's going to put up some power numbers, which are going to be mitigated by the fact that he's playing in some of the biggest ballparks in Major League Baseball. Right? Not easy to hit home runs at Dodger Stadium for over a long haul. Not easy to hit home runs at Petco, right? Pitchers' parks. You go up to Colorado, and that's neutral at this point. AT&T, not the best place to hit. So, I mean, you're not launching. You're not getting the launching pads that maybe you hope when you're talking about putting up $30 million a year. So that's the only part of it that you kind of raise your hand on, and you're also waiting to see exactly what the other moves are. So my question is, do they already know that there are deals on the table for another starter? Or two, or is he going to have, you know, Batman or Robin? Then they could fight about it, whether Bryce Harper shows up, right? Because that gets us to, like we talked about, if they signed him, that still only gets you to number 12. You've got the ownership group kind of deciding which way they want to go, right? Do you be patient and wait to see if all the prospects turn out, or do you push? Right? Number one teams, I think Steve Hartman had this earlier. Our buddy Steve Hartman does work here. Works down in San Diego during the week, weekends here, Fox Sports Radio. If you're number one in terms of baseball prospectus,
mm-hmm.
or Baseball America, number one in terms of prospects, you're in the playoffs 2 years later, maybe 3 years later.
Okay.
So you're on the come, right?
Yeah.
So well, assuming everything works,
yeah.
that even with you, without adding anything, just letting your guys marinate and get to their right space, that you're going to be a playoff team. And so now it becomes is there something else in the offing in the rest of this spring training, or is it a wait and see? Because he and Hosmer and Tatis, when he comes up, is that enough?
But this could still be it for now, because you want to see, are the guys coming up? Are they going to be good?
No, sure.
You know, and look, because Dallas Keuchel's up, guys are going to be bargains. Every day, their price drops. Every single hour, it's like Walmart, falling prices. Every hour, these guys drop. And it's going to be a point where Dallas Keuchel's going to want to get into town for a year. Hey, 1 year, $10 million. All right, fine. 1 year, $50 million. Fine, I'll try. And that's how it's going
to
go.
Eventually, guys are going to have to take deals as less than 4 weeks from opening day. So we push to that. But for Machado, you know, the White Sox had the incentives on the back end, did not guarantee the full rate. Here he's got an opt-out after five. So if they don't figure it out, he can bail. Otherwise, he sticks around and keeps all the money. It's a beautiful thing. Even if that knee flares up or the bat goes cold or goes to hell, he's going to get his 300.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Joining us now on the hotline for the first time this year, year six of joining us on the show, it begins. The streak continues because it's big pimping for John Paul Morosi, MLB reporter for Fox, MLB Network Insider. You can find him on Twitter at John Morosi. JP, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year, my friends, and I would like to think that you're having me on the show because of either our wonderful relationship or the Machado signing, but there was a clue there in DC's update about the fact there's just no NBA games on tonight, so let's just talk to Morosi, because we would usually be talking about a lot of big-time stories in the NBA, but you know what? Absent that, let's just bring on JP, because he could probably fill some time talking about the New York Metropolitans and what's becoming still, I believe, a pretty competitive National League East.
What, you want to do Maryland, Iowa instead? Have at it. I mean, come on.
I will say this, a narrow escape by the Boilermakers there in Bloomington. I thought Indiana had them beat in a great in-state rivalry, which would have helped Michigan's chances to be the regular season champion there in the Big Ten. But no, a very narrow escape by the Boilermakers, and there you go. Pretty competitive Big Ten, as it always is. The best conference in the land, my friends, right now.
All right, well, JP, as much as I hate to burst your bubble, we'll have to talk about the Mets another time.
Okay.
You know, when they sign Bryce Harper, we can talk about the Mets. But
now that would be quite a segment. And I've got you penciled in tomorrow, actually. I've got you all set for tomorrow on that score.
Whoa, John Paul Morosi predicting that the Mets are going to sign Bryce Harper tomorrow. get that out on the website.
You're going to go big.
Put that out.
Don't just say, you know what, I think they might sign him. Give him the date, the time. But the reality here, actually, is this. We know of the rivalry between the agents of Bryce Harper and Manny Machado. That's kind of a big subplot of this particular hot stove season. I am on record as saying, when is the Harper story going to break? Well, it's going to break about 3 minutes before the Manny Machado press conference begins. At the end of this podcast.
That's about right.
And then you'll have the crew of reporters all barreling out of the room to go tweet news of the Harper signing. So that's my belief, is that about 3 minutes before that press conference starts, you're going to get the Harper news dropping, and that's going to be a big story there in Major League Baseball.
Okay, so let's start with the future before we get to what happened today. When that press conference comes, who's having it?
Well, great question. I think it's going to be the Phillies. To me, the reason is this. They, I believe, are going to have the biggest offer, and they can also give Harper something that the Giants can't, which is an opportunity to win right now. The Giants, to me, and while San Francisco certainly is a wonderful place to play, they've got 3 championships this decade. We know what a phenomenal organization they have been and will continue to be. But Harper would go there in year one with very little chance to win. And that's a difficult way to begin your tenure as a free agent, to go in with what you know is kind of a losing situation immediately. Final year of Bruce Bochy there. To me, a lot of circumstances there would just say probably not the best time to go there. Maybe if this was 2 years ago or 2 years from now, a great spot, but right now, probably not. But the irony of the Philadelphia decision and why I think he's going to go there, I think it offers him the best chance to win right now. They've already added 2 All-Stars this wintertime with Segura and Real Muto in last year's All-Star team. They've got McCutchen there as a former MVP. David Robertson, a guy that's closed out a World Baseball Classic, won a World Series title. So they've got some guys with a lot of credentials they've brought in. They've got Rhys Hoskins playing first base back where he belongs. There's a lot to like about the Phillies. But the irony there is Bryce Harper is going to step into a place where if he signs with Philadelphia, instead of getting appreciative applause back in D.C., which I think would be the case if he signed with the Giants, he'll probably get booed back in D.C., and he'll get booed in New York like he always does. He'll get booed in Atlanta like he always does. And if he doesn't have a great start, he'll be getting booed in Philly too. So it's a real, talking about somebody likes to be at the center of attention, which Bryce does, I think he will, and I think that's probably where he goes. But there are some trap doors there. And I think that if things don't get off to the right start, of course there was the pressure on Gabe Kapler at the beginning of last season. Mm-hmm. This is a team that believes it can win now, has acted like it's going to win right now. And if Bryce goes there with that charter above him and doesn't win, I think you're going to see a lot of really interesting storylines coming out of Philadelphia here early in the season.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, coming to you from the Geico Studios. I'm Highland with us, MLB reporter, Fox Sports, MLB Network. Yes, it's that time of year again. Our buddy John Paul Morosi is on the line, at John Morosi on Twitter, J-O-N, leave out the H. Hi, Mom, M-O-R-O-S-I, for all your Michigan updates as well. All right, Manny Machado, 10 years, $300 million, opt out after 5. Yeah, as you mentioned, as soon as Bryce Harper puts ink to paper, Machado goes into the background, and that's where he'll stay in San Diego, at least for a couple of years until these prospects are ready.
Probably true. And I think that's probably where things stand right now for Machado. And that's where, actually, for him, it's a fundamentally different way to begin your contract than what Harper is doing. Manny, to your point, is going to a place that candidly is probably a little ways away from competing credibly for a postseason spot, unless at some point, either in the next week or early in the season, they dramatically upgrade their rotation from the outside. Because you can add Machado, which certainly is a big splash and gives this organization a level of credibility that they really haven't had for a long time. When you make this move, you still have not addressed the principal issue with this team, which was last year, with basically the same cast of characters, they had the worst rotation ERA in the National League. And you can't win that way. There's a lot of ways to be creative, and you can bullpen your way through games, and you can use the opener. But if you're going to have the worst rotation ERA in the league, I don't see how you can win in this era or any other. So to me, there is a lot to like about their young rotation. It's going to get better. They've got some pitching prospects at the high end of the minor leagues who are also going to get better, including Mackenzie Gore, who's their top pitching prospect. But they need time, and it's my opinion that they need an ace. They thought that they were going to do this a number of years ago when they brought in James Shields. Didn't quite work out. So we'll see if this particular reboot works a little better for the Padres. But I think in general, they've got some talent there. The position player group is going to get better. They've got Tatis coming along at some point in time. Luis Urias, a very good infielder as well. But, of course, the anchors right now, Hosmer, Machado, and Myers. And we'll see here in the weeks to come, guys, how that clubhouse falls in line, who the leader is going to be, and how Machado really asserts his presence there. Because you cannot be a $30 million a year component. You are now the guy. And I think the Padres and that clubhouse will look to him for leadership. And I do think Manny's capable of doing it. He was really under a lot of scrutiny in the playoffs, but the Dodgers weren't his team, and the Orioles were the team of Adam Jones. And so this is now the first time that we get a chance to see, after everybody put him on notice in October about what he said, what he did, listen, Manny, you signed the contract, now it's your team, and I think that he deserves everybody to have him really have a look at him fresh right now and see how he does now in this new role in San Diego.
You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. That's at John Morosi, Fox Sports 1, and MLB Network Insider Extraordinaire. JP, as always, buddy, appreciate it. We'll talk about the Mets next time.
Yeah, the Mets, I tell you what, well, they're also, breaking news about the Mets, they're also in the National League East.
Nicely done.
Okay, so the Phillies are probably going to get Harper. Mets also in the division, but yeah. Hey, they got Cano, they got Diaz, they got Jed Lowry. They're in it, guys. They're in the conversation. I love it.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Enjoy Scottsdale, my friend.
My pleasure. Sounds great. Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Earlier today, as Manny Machado and news of him signing with the Padres for $300 million was all over the place, I thought, well, nothing's going to knock that from the top of social media tonight. No, no, no. Then TMZ breaks the story that NBAer Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian have broken up because Tristan Thompson allegedly cheated on Khloe with Jordan.
With a Y.
Jordan with a Y. J-O-R-D-Y-N, who is best friends with Kylie.
Oh, my God.
All right, so just got there. I keep saying it so I can make sure I get it right. It's like,
are you going to be doing like some wrap-up video this episode or what?
We're going to wrap up the Kardashians.
Of a very special Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You know, but I keep saying, it's like when I want to study something, you say it out loud to remember. Like you meet
Albania,
somebody who always says your name. Yeah. We meet somebody and go, hey, I'm Jason. And you get, hi, I'm Jason. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Man.
Hi.
And you say,
hi, I'm Mike.
Mike. All right, great, Mike. Like they say your name.
And they
say
so Mike like 15 times.
So they know when they want to say your name.
That's why I never remember anybody's name.
I keep saying it so I know. It's Tristan broke up with Khloe because Tristan cheated on Khloe, allegedly, with Jordan, who is a friend of Kylie.
Okay.
It sounds like something that involves teenagers.
The thing with the guy in the place.
It's like Twilight.
But, hey, get me your addresses. I'll send you some of the remaindered furniture.
But these are the players in this game. I mean, you do have an NBAer in Tristan Thompson involved in this. And I have to be shocked the story came out because, you know, if there was some kind of video of like, you know, Tristan Thompson at a hookah bar with, you know, another woman, you know, sitting on his lap.
What kind of what?
The hookah bar. The hookah bar. Hookah bar.
A-H or
hookah.
E-R?
Hookah.
Hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah.
I can't stop this feeling.
Hookah, chaka, hookah, chaka.
Deep inside. Yeah.
Tristan's sitting on my lap. So I'm really surprised.
Jordan with the Y.
Yeah, Jordan with the Y. I'm really surprised that this is where we're at with this story. But considering how Tristan Thompson is an NBA player, if this situation was playing out and NBA players were the people involved in this, I'll tell you who everybody would be.
Oh, okay. All You've right? got a casting call
yes,
already.
I have a casting call for this. Now remember, the story is Tristan and Chloe broke up because Tristan allegedly cheated on Chloe with Jordan, who was best friends with Kylie.
You use Tyshirt's favorite word.
Allegedly. Why? Well, because that's the story.
Allegedly. I
mean, and that's really screwed up, man. That you are, you know, you cheated on your girlfriend with her sister's best friend. That's messed up, man. That's really messed up. That's really, really bad. This is not, you know, I went out on the road, it's the NBA, and I met a girl. Yeah, I'm sorry. No, this is just your sister's best friend.
You're really enjoying the hell out of this.
Okay,
way too much.
Right. So here's who would be who if this was if they were NBA personalities, right? Chloe, who was wronged and is in the middle of this and is trying to figure things out. Chloe is Danny Ainge.
Okay.
Tristan Thompson, who is at the center of all of this, is Anthony Davis.
Okay, he's AD. Okay.
Kylie is Kyrie Irving. Bit of a wild card. You wonder why this behavior, what's happening here, your best friend, I don't get it. Kylie
Kendall's
Jenner.
Kendall's the one that's worth the billion? Or is it Kendall?
No, Kendall's worth the money. Yeah. So Kylie is Kyrie Irving. LeBron James is LeBron James. I mean, LeBron is LeBron. Yeah.
Okay.
Jordan is Kevin Durant. Suddenly, whoa! Well, look what's going on here now. It's Kevin Durant, who is the object of many teams' affection.
Now you got to make sure you clarify it's Jordan with the Y here, because you say Jordan Durant. Those just tuning in right now, because the audience is always changing. Now they'd be thinking you were talking about GOAT and a battle between Durant and Jordan.
Forget about LeBron James, because I hate the guy. How about we go Kevin Durant versus Michael Jordan? Phone number is 877-99 on Fox. You get in with that right now. So Jordan would be Kevin Durant. Kris Jenner. Ready? Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Alvin Gentry.
Wow. Dumpster fire.
You know, kind of the person who is trying to keep it all together, but really they talk to you last. You know, everybody else they talk to first, and you get to, oh, I can't believe this is happening. Oh, yeah, great. Thanks. Where were you? Oh, I appreciate it. Where were you in all of this? Kim Kardashian.
How does she fit into this?
Klay Thompson. Not really involved in this drama, but kind of involved. Like Klay Thompson.
You've been around a little bit.
Klay Thompson's not really involved in free agency because he's probably going to stay. But, you know, he's still a little bit involved.
Yeah.
He's not much
still
involved. He's a little bit involved.
Part of the mess, yeah.
He's a little bit. I mean, a tiny bit. Tiny bit involved.
There's a lot of bit characters. Can we just have James Harden come in and do a cameo while we're at it?
Now, you mentioned Kendall Jenner. Right? Kendall.
Yes.
Kendall is Kemba Walker. Not really involved, but still out there. I mean, still out there, still could be part of all this whole solution, but not really involved in this.
You really spend a lot of time thinking about the Kardashian family.
That's how this would go right now.
What about Rob? Where's Rob at?
Oh, Rob Kardashian. Rob would be Manny Machado.
He got exiled to some place
that's it. Nobody's paying attention.
They
sent him away.
He got
like,
a
spin
off for a minute.
You have your money, and now you're gone, and we're not going to talk about you
after
today.
And then they signed
today.
Somebody else, or there was another story that pushed him from the headlines.
And instead of the Yankee hat, it's a Padres hat he's wearing.
Oh, nice. I like that.
So there you go. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. If the Kardashian, if the Khloe Tristan thing were NBA personalities.
That is next
this
level.
Is who everybody would
I
be.
I dig that.
I spent a lot of time on this.
I can tell.
At least 8 seconds figuring this out.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.